And Kathy said what the resurrection means to her. If I was to describe what it means to me in one word, it would be victory.
Amen.
The fact that Jesus came, bled and died, and rose again is just a miracle, upon miracles. The fact that he was prophesied several hundred years before he even came and fulfilled every prophecy to the T, it's a huge miracle. And keeping that in mind, where I work at, where we teach kids, their theme, if you want to call that, their mission statement is to redeem the arts for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And each year we have a end of the year program, and each year is a different theme. This year's theme is about creation, God's creation. A couple of years ago, the theme was about medieval times and different things that happened way back then. And when we think of that, we think of like knights and dragons and all, you know, these heroic characters. Mm-hmm. And the bluegrass band that I teach, we wrote a song together, and they gave me their input, and I kind of put it together in lyrics and words. And this song came from that, and it's called The Greatest Story Told. And as I sing this, I want you to envision that, you know, back in those days, what it used to be like. We've all seen the movies about, you know, knights wearing armor, you know, fighting villains and things like that. The greatest villain of all is Satan.
Yeah.
And the greatest champion of all is Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what this story is. This story is about, and this song is about. So it's called The Greatest Story Told.
Seeks to devour lost souls, but the king in his
know the end of the story. Yes, the greatest story ever told. Glory to God in the highest. Our King has returned to the land. The dragon is slain, our Lord quenched the flame.